Sure. Oh. We're live. The opening didn't work.
It kind of worked. So how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Is that how we're going to start? We're not going to do a welcome. Welcome back to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey.
You just did it.
I'm the Clydesdale, and this is my coach, Coach Cheryl Nasso.
Hi, I'm Cheryl.
Yeah, I love it. So how are you feeling this week?
Pretty good. Dealing with some allergies. I'm going to show something real quick. So this is my front yard. And I don't know if you can see all this white.
Yeah.
Like on the sidewalk and in the yard. But up here, it's on the trees. All of it is falling. And it is just wreaking havoc on my sinuses.
Yeah. I know you were texting me today. Make sure you keep those sinuses clean, though. I know that sounds like mom coming at you, but got to get that junk out of there. So where it really
hurts is when I leave the gym, like, and all the pores are open in my lungs.
Yeah.
And then I'm fine inside the gym. If I walk, well, the minute I walk out into the pollens and stuff, start hacking up a lung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's the gym going? Are you feeling like you're getting back into the swing of things since the whole... I mean, it's been now, what, 2 months almost?
Yeah. So yesterday I had like a little bit of an epiphany, like I'm starting from scratch, right? Like, it's my energy, everything was zapped from the ICU visit, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you and I talked, like, I wasn't the most consistent person before the hospital visit. And now I'm trying to get back to that. But as we did, front squat, 2 second pause front squats yesterday. And I was like, I'm rebuilding myself. And I've always kind of shortcut to be able to lift more. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was like, no, like, why? If you're going to rebuild yourself, why not rebuild yourself to be better?
Amen.
And so I decided to go really light. And I'm not good at a front rack, but I held the front rack for the whole session. And really worked on keeping my chest up in the bottom of the squat with my elbows as forward as I could get them. And that alone made me so sore, just trying to get into position.
Front squats are no joke.
So it was supposed to be 4 sets of 5, 2 second pause squats. I could do 3 with great form. So I did 3.
That's good.
And then the workout was just tough. It just was, it didn't look bad at all. But it really, my muscle fatigue hit pretty quick.
Those are always the worst ones. The ones that are like so simple. So, I mean, I can remember it was one of my earlier years of coaching CrossFit, putting football players through grace, 30 clean and jerks for time. It's like, oh, it's so easy. Yeah. After rep 10, the first 10 reps will take them like 50 seconds, and then the last 20 reps take like 5 minutes. Yeah. So just a little 30 clean and jerks for time. So I get it.
What killed me yesterday is the barbell work I could do so fast and unbroken that all I was doing was burpees and ski erg.
Yeah. Yeah. That's burpees and ski erg. Ski erg, you know what's the worst combination? Ski erg and anything with your core. Ski erg and toes to bar, ski erg and GHD sit-ups. My God, does that always get me? Like, I guess it's just, you don't realize how much you use your core on the ski erg when you have a strong core until, like, that's usually when it hits you. I'm like, God, can't believe how much it gets you. I did a ski erg workout today with ski erg, and like you, I'm kind of rebuilding from last year in different ways. I did a ski erg workout with ski erg, legless rope climbs, and dumbbell bench press. Talk about upper body pump. Man, that one had me going. Oof. So, but the ski erg into the legless rope climbs was, you're like, yeah, Cheryl, that sounds fun.
So let me ask you this. I texted you yesterday after the workout.
Yep.
That I didn't feel like I could eat anything. My stomach was so nauseous. Mm-hmm. And it was the first real warm day we've had here in Ohio since I've been back. And all I wanted was water and Welch's fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's talk about that, because it's funny. I just did a CrossFit workshop last week. That's why we had to move our call time last week. And one of the things I spoke about is CrossFit's impact on, you know, CrossFit's not, it's a little different. You know, we don't go to the gym and have a predictable workout where it's like, you know, 3x10 bench press and, you know, some incline bench press and then some bent over rows and then this. Like, we also, I mean, and yes, bodybuilders do push intensity. They're usually going to hit, you know, rep failure, but in a very controlled way. And there's no pressure in terms of like outside of them just going as hard as they can, right? In CrossFit, there's a lot more pressure. There's a lot more pressure because you're thinking mentally about things and like you've got other people around you. Some of the movements in themselves are more complex. Something as simple as a burpee is a lot of strain physically and mentally. Like you, when you're tired and you're doing burpees, you have to like talk yourself into another burpee. You're like, I've got to talk myself into getting down and getting back up. Like, let's add dumbbells and call it a devil press. It gets even worse, right? So all of that stuff impacts your stress levels as well. So sometimes after a workout, you're not going to have an appetite. You know, that's part of it. It's okay to not eat right away. In fact, sometimes it's better to not eat right away. I wouldn't want somebody who's feeling sick to be like, I got to shove down some chicken and rice. And it just like, that's not going to feel good. But you did the right thing by saying, you know what, these fruit snacks are, they sound like what my body needs, because your stress levels were up, your body's craving those carbohydrates. You watch your carbohydrate intake. So you're like, okay, instead of having chicken and rice right now, a simple whey protein shake and some fruit snacks is what I want. I would recommend, if you find that it blunts your appetite for a very long time, like you can't eat for hours, you might want to have a couple of different options for protein powders. This is why I do like First Form. First Form's Formula One. They have fruity flavors and they have like the chocolate and the vanilla. And sometimes the fruity flavors can be great in those situations. And First Form isn't the only company that makes them. Isopure makes them. I think that, what's the other company? I think Dymatize has one or two. There's a few other brands out there that have like a protein base just to get yourself some protein in with your carbohydrates. So, but that's okay. You don't have to eat something right away.
What I ended up eating was a bowl of Chex with a scoop of vanilla protein powder.
That's awesome.
Milk.
That's a great post-workout snack. That's a great post-workout snack. That's what you kind of want. Another really refreshing thing is to take your vanilla and making a smoothie. You can make it with pineapple or orange. So you can make it almost like a pina colada flavor or orange, make it like an orange creamsicle. That's another way to get a little bit of the protein and carbs, and that's going to be a little bit more refreshing. So, and that's kind of what you want to think about. You know, sometimes you have to shift and pivot. If you usually have a turkey sandwich for lunch, but you're coming off of that workout and you're like, that just ain't going to sit well. That's the day to be like, you know what sounds good? Something refreshing and cold. In fact, you know, we talked about making your own homemade acai bowls. Well, that might be a thing that actually sounds and tastes really good in that post-workout window.
Yeah. For that, I'm still waiting on Judy to send me the picture from the Kroger here of where the acai bowl, acai fruit is. I'm just giving Judy a hard time.
It's near the blueberries and stuff. That's where it is in my freezer too. And just go ahead and pick some up. It's really good. So I actually haven't made one at home in a while. I just
saw her in the comments, so I was giving her a hard time.
Yeah. I just like taking yogurt. I'll use yogurt and vanilla whey protein. And I like to add frozen blueberries to that. And I mix it up and it just makes the yogurt almost like frozen, like a custard. So that's like my favorite thing, one of my favorite things. So did you go to the gym today? No, because you were home today.
Today, Tuesday is my rest day every week because of the round table. And I actually, the allergies today, I called off work this morning.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
But tomorrow I have to get new glasses. Like for real glasses. So they made me get an eye appointment after my sugar went up in my ICU visit to make sure no damage was done. And there is nothing happened from the sugar, but my eyes are not as good as they used to be. I'm 54 now and just can't see what I used to see. So but I scheduled going to pick them up because they have to fit them to me.
Yep.
And then early enough, I actually took time off work to go do that so I could still use my lunch hour for the gym.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, how's your appetite been this week?
It has not, ever since the workout yesterday, just not a lot. Mm-hmm. Even today, lunch, and it's probably the allergies and the snot and all that stuff, just making me not hungry.
For the most part, though, you've been pretty consistent with things. I mean, yesterday, you know, you still got in a good amount of food. I mean, it's really protein a little bit lacking, but like you said, I think that's just because you missed that post-workout snack. So, and today you're pretty good so far. Over the weekend, things looked pretty darn good. I mean, your breakfast has been, you kind of got a little breakfast staple.
Yeah, I ran out of chicken andouille sausage this morning though. So I either need to get to the store or I'm gonna have to change it up tomorrow.
Yep. I do see that you made like a little yogurt bowl on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's good. So that looks good. And then it looks like maybe you ate out, was it Saturday or Friday or Saturday? Friday. You guys went out for date night. Where'd y'all go for date night?
It's a place called Son of Thurman's. Interesting story. The original Thurman's is downtown Columbus. And it's famous because that's where Arnold Schwarzenegger would go when he was bodybuilding.
That's awesome.
And he needed a bunch of calories. Mm-hmm. So he had them make him a hamburger to his specifications. And it's called the Thurmanator. And they still have it on the menu today.
Okay.
That is not what I ate. No, no way.
It looks like you had like a pizza burger.
I did.
That's awesome.
That is one of my childhood memories. I love a good pizza burger. And actually, this is for Judy. Dairy Point in Delaware is open again. And they make like one of the best pizza burgers around.
I've never had a pizza burger.
Oh.
I mean, it just sounds like.
I would take that over a regular burger any day.
It just sounds like, why not just have pizza?
So do you have Schwann's, man, in Florida?
Like the frozen company?
The truck that drives around and delivers? Yeah,
I've seen them, but I haven't actually ever had them.
So when I was a kid, they used to sell pizza burgers. And the inside, it was like two burgers kind of melded together. And inside was mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, and sauce. Hmm. Now, the Dairy Point or the Thurman's one I had the other night, they didn't put it in the middle. It was just on the top.
Yeah. See, I just always have just done a classic burger. I never got bacon on my burger. I was like just a cheeseburger. But I don't know.
What is a pizza burger? And Kenneth, never have I ever seen a pizza burger.
I've seen some crazy burgers. Crazy burgers.
Yeah, it is literally something we had when I was a kid, like once a week.
Yeah. Because
I love them so much. I didn't like it. When I was a kid, I only liked hamburgers and hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I did not like pot roast or steak or any of that stuff. And so my mom would always get that stuff from the Schwann's man. So I could just have a burger.
Whenever we made burgers, we're very just all American. Ballpark beef franks, a burger with a slice of Kraft American cheese and some ketchup.
Yep.
On Wonder hamburger buns with the side of macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese. That was, or French fries. That was my burger night growing up.
You need to, if you see one, try one. You will never regret it.
I feel like I'll just make one, right?
There's my mom right there.
Oh, she spells her name with an S. So yeah, we didn't, you know, we would have pizza. We would have burgers, but never together. Like I said, have you seen people that do like the donut burgers where they have like donuts as buns?
Why?
I kind of get it, but I don't. Like, I don't really have the desire to try it, but I can kind of get the whole sweet and salty thing that might be a thing. But I just feel like some things are just like, let's just keep it simple. So,
So Katie, I did not grow up in Ohio. I grew up in Pennsylvania, but I don't know if that, I mean, not that far. Mm-hmm. I mean, just across the border.
Yeah. So,
I don't, but Schwann's was like nationwide and they sold them right out of the back of the truck.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Kenneth. He says, I've seen burger pizza and that was all I thought of. So like growing up as a kid, I remember at school in the cafeteria, they would make this burger pizza and I, it's like giving me like, ugh, because I remember
Not even close to the same thing.
But I know, but it was a pizza, but it was a burger on a pizza. It was the opposite. And just thinking about that was like, I remember seeing that at the cafeteria and being like, nope.
So I know we're off track here, but let's just break this down.
Yeah.
Ketchup is tomatoes. Tomato sauce is tomatoes, right? So same thing.
No, cheese, they're not the cheese. Same thing.
Cheese is cheese. And then you put a slice of pepperoni on it. How's that way off a burger? It actually fits much better than like burger pizza.
Yeah. But then you could say the same thing that the dough is just like bread. And then like, I guess your ketchup is like your tomato sauce.
Yeah, and it's then, not the same.
Yeah. It's just not the same.
It's the proportion. Is it you that likes the peanut butter eggs, but not the cups?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Right? It's the proportion of peanut butter to chocolate, right? That you like those better. Mm-hmm. It's more burger to pizza stuff on the burger.
It's also, they used to make a Mexican pizza too. That was like, it was like a taco pizza. They called it Mexican pizza. I'm sure now they would not use Mexican pizza because that would be politically incorrect. But growing up, it was called a Mexican pizza. Now it's probably called a taco pizza.
Yeah, my mom was named after my grandfather, so that's why it's with an S.
You know what's funny, Cheryl? I was named after my grandfather as well. His name is Charles, and my mom wanted something that was close to his name. And so that's why she named me Cheryl, because it was the closest thing to Charles. And then growing up, whenever I was in trouble, I would hear Charlene. Charlene! Or when they needed something. That's so I knew when I was in trouble or they needed something.
And just to answer Judy, no, not the one in Delaware. We went to the one in Galena.
Yeah.
It's the newest one of the Thurmans.
Yeah. I am not from the Northeast, but I did used to visit. So, but New Jersey area, not Pennsylvania really. So every summer we would take trips up the coast in my grandfather's old, we called it the Big Blue, the station wagon. And we would drive up the East Coast to New Jersey and New York. I know we're way off topic, but we're going to get back on topic. It's just fun to chit chat a little bit. But yeah, we would stop at all the amusement parks, Hershey Park and King's Dominion and Busch Gardens, Williamsburg and all the fun places, Six Flags and Great Adventure. And then we would go see the family. So it was like the best time.
So the funny stories about me, our road trips is they always were around either my swimming or my sister's diving. And the schools would let us go with like an excused absence if you brought back like a project for the school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my mom would always go make us go 2000% in that direction. So like if we had a meet in Philadelphia, we stopped in Gettysburg, we stopped at Valley Forge, like, and then it did this historical trip across Pennsylvania to get to the meet.
Yeah, no, my family was like very much like, let's drive up the coast and try and get there in 24 hours. But our plan was to see the amusement parks. My family's always been very big about amusement parks. We always stopped south of the border. My grandmother had this thing about stopping south of the border. It's also where we would get fireworks. But yeah, we would just try and get there as fast as possible. And this was before, obviously, I'm going to feel old. Remember they used to have like the, what did they call it? Travel size, like Monopoly, travel size, Yahtzee. We had all those games. We were just in the back of the Big Blue. We just had blankets. Me and my brother sat back there and played. So, yeah. All right. See, look at Wad Zombie. Nick's getting us back on track. How are you sleeping, Scott?
So until last night, I went 9 straight days sleeping the entire night in my bed, which is a huge win streak. Like, I don't know. That's been years since I've had a streak that long.
That's awesome.
So sleeping is going well.
That's good. How's your back been doing?
I need a new bed.
Well, I knew you had to take a fall. I did take a fall.
I felt it for a little bit, but, you know, stretching it out and working out and blood flowing seems to have helped it. But yeah, I am in desperate need for a new bed.
Yeah, I have
decided to spend my money elsewhere first.
I have the Performa Sleep, and I like that. But I just bought for my spare bedroom another mattress. It wasn't a Performa Sleep. It's actually nice. I think it was a Sleepies or something like that. I'll have to get you the name of it. It wasn't that expensive, and you know, I mean, I like my Performa Sleep bed. I really, really want to get one of those 8 sleep beds. Because of the cooling stuff, I think that would be really helpful for me, but yeah, but just to give kind of going on the sleep thing, and then we'll go over some more nutrition stuff is, I know, you know, cause we've slept in the same hotel together. I deal with sleep issues. This weekend I had a huge breakthrough. I was away all weekend. I had to be away for a nutrition coaching conference, and I slept every single night. I was like, what's going on? Am I actually making some improvements in my own health? So I just have to share that with you too, while we're talking about sleep. So, but yeah, so, all right. So appetite's been okay up until yesterday. Sleep has been good, really dealing with the sinuses. You're on top of that though. You're obviously taking care of that. Weighing in right around 283. So we're kind of a little bit maintaining this week. But I think also with, you know, obviously you had a little bit of a higher day on Friday, your weight didn't really jump up or anything. And then just knowing that the calories were a little bit higher. And, you know, I'm not sure if your activity has been a little bit lower with your sinuses and stuff like that, if you've been just kind of feeling a little blah. I know you've been walking more because you texted me that you were at the park with your dog. So I know you have been getting those walks in. But how are you feeling overall?
I would say I'm actually, even with the allergies, probably more active this week than I've been in other weeks. Okay. And I think it's just because if not, I'm going to be sore.
Yeah.
Like I know like sitting's not good. And then this weekend I have a big project in lined up. And so I'm going to be active all weekend.
Okay. Well, it's funny because what I was just thinking was we're at that place now where you were sick January, February, right? That's really the end of January into February was a rough month. We had a lot of ups and downs in the scale and things have kind of trickled down. And this has kind of been the first week where things are a little bit kind of plateaued a little bit, not really plateaued. This is not a plateau, but it's kind of like things are finally leveling out a little bit. This is going to be the week where you're going to want to lean in a little bit and kind of just staying focused. So if you do have busy stuff this weekend, just make sure that you have a plan for your nutrition. Like that's the main thing for you is, are you traveling?
No.
Okay.
No, cool. My deck is 22 years old, 23 years old. And there's actually holes in it now from rot. And before someone dies, we're taking it off. We have a dumpster coming Friday. So cutting it up into small pieces, throwing it in a dumpster. Yeah, it's going to be a work weekend.
That's going to be a very active weekend. I'm going to guess that our next check-in, you're going to be down a couple pounds. So that's usually, and this is like what people don't realize is that that's the non-exercise activity that matters so much. I think people focus so much on like their gym, but you being active like that all weekend is likely going to be more... honestly, more helpful for your goals right now than anything. So, but just make sure that you have a plan for food. And even if that plan is including like, you know what, Friday night, I'm going to eat, you know, normal stuff, but Saturday I'm going to be out cooking or I'm going to be out working all day. I want to not have to worry about cooking something and I'm going to, you know, we're going to grab a pizza, whatever. I think that that's part of like being balanced. It's like, you know what, I've been really dialed in, and this is going to fit into my day just fine. I can hit my protein. Make sure you have a couple protein shakes that day if you need to, just to kind of keep yourself from getting your protein in while you're active and working. So that would be my main thing. So it's just to kind of be prepared ahead of time. Overall, though, I think that this week things look good. You know, you're getting some veggies in at your lunch and dinner most times. Every once in a while, lunch is a little shy, but for the most part, I'm seeing, honestly, consistency. And that's where results are made. Are you planning on doing any, are you going to go to Jamie's for the Q finals, the quarterfinals?
That's the plan.
Oh, gotcha. The team that I, they didn't qualify, which they're like, yeah, it would have been really hard to qualify. Colette's on their team. It was Colette, Natalia, and two others. I was just not ready to be on a team this year just yet. But I think they got 54th. So, I mean, it's not bad, but they didn't qualify in the top 30. So,
well, 54th gets you in.
No, I think they'd be top
30. It's 84 for, oh, after quarters. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, gotta be top 30. Yeah, it's gonna be a fight. And what is it? Top 40 from the, who goes to in the individuals?
Top 40.
Yeah, top 40. What about masters? Top 200?
Top 200.
That's a little bit bigger.
Yeah. So I think Jamie had 6 or 7 athletes from her gym make quarters.
Yeah.
So we're gonna like feature them all.
Yeah.
So it'll be all over the spectrum. Haley Rolfe, who was a 3-time teen athlete, she qualified. She's 18 years old. Jamie qualified masters. They have a 65 plus that qualified, who's a former games athlete. And then all the ages in between.
Yeah. Judy, the teen athlete I have. So she actually is an individual this year, at Wodapalooza, because she was 18. She was still considered a teen for Wodapalooza, but she was 18 as of the games last year. So she was technically in the individual division. So I'm hoping that I would hope she did well in the quarterfinal or in the open. She'll do fine in the quarterfinals. See if she qualifies for semifinals. It's going to be hard. You know, she's got a couple of weaknesses. She's been really working hard on them, but she's in the open division now. So it's a little bit different for sure. It's not, if she was a teen, absolutely. I have banking on her going. This year, it's going to be a matter of, are the workouts going to line up with her? She is a strength athlete. She's a very strong teen. She's got the gymnastics background. For her, it's mostly the, going to be honest, it's the CrossFit putting together and that pain threshold that we've really been working on, along with her aerobic capacity. So just getting her a little bit more uncomfortable, but yeah. So I hope that she does do well.
So I want to show you this. If people have been following the Versus series, Haley Rolfe, who we're going to be covering that weekend, she posted this on her Instagram. Maybe it was story. Oh yeah, here we go. So she's 18 years old. Maybe 19. And has been chasing 200 for 2 years.
That's awesome.
It went out and she hit 200.
That's awesome.
It cut out before you saw it, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really crazy how strong these young athletes are and how it's the power, you know, and it's just like, it's really amazing the expression that CrossFit allows athletes to come from different sports and kind of showcase just the versatility that, you know, they can have as an athlete, which is what I've always loved about CrossFit, you know? So I think the workout, I feel like they needed I'll be honest. I think the team quarterfinals only being 4 workouts kind of sucks. Is that how it is for the, I think that there's 6 for the,
Yeah, I think it's only 4. Now it doesn't mean that there's only 4 scored events.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
It just doesn't seem like enough. Maybe. I mean, I guess if they put enough variance in those 4 workouts, I know we're off topic, but, you know, I just feel like it's just hard not to talk about CrossFit sometimes. So, but anyways, but yeah, I just, the 4 workouts, I feel like you really, you got to, I guess with four workouts, you just got to make sure that you have everything. You got to be top tier at everything at that point. There's not enough workouts for you to be able to have a bad workout. So.
Well, if you're a teen or a master's athlete, top 200 is way easier than if you're in the open division, trying to get in that 40 person field.
100%.
Act in the East.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's definitely
one slip up and you're out.
Yeah. Are you planning? You're not going to the quarterfinals, right? Or the semifinals as of right now?
My wife wants to go to Knoxville. So we're going to go to the Knoxville one.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I can get a sponsor before Carson, we'll try to do that. I did apply for media at both just in case.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What
weekend is the Knoxville one? Do you know?
I think it's the last weekend.
Okay.
So like almost into the first week of June.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's always around my birthday. And I'm always like, I really had a good time last year with the semifinals. That was a lot of fun doing the media stuff. It was definitely really cool just to kind of be able to do the athlete interviews and stuff like that. So,
yeah, we were supposed to interview Rebecca Fuselier this morning. She had a family emergency. We tried to do it, reschedule this again this morning. She missed that one too because of the same thing. But jeez. I was looking back through those interviews to show her some of the stuff we got with her. Man, you guys did a great job.
Yeah, I had a good time. I would have loved to have been able to do more of the weekends, but I mean, you know, my schedule is just full. So, but I love Corey. That's awesome. Just 90s. It's hard to not love the 90s if you're a 90s person. So, although I don't know how old Corey is. How old is Corey?
He is 47, I believe.
Okay. So he was a little older in the 90s than I was, but still into the 90s, I'm sure. So
he's trying to make the games by the time he hits 50.
Oh, I like that. And then win when he turns 50, right? Win in that division.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So he'll be 47 next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I made him a little tiny bit older.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, happy early birthday. We'll have to do a little birthday something next year. Nick, I would agree that the 90s were great, man. That was my time. That's like when I grew up, you know? So, I mean, I guess, yeah. I think I thought I was older than I really was. Cause I mean, in 95, I was only 10. So if I really think about it, but yeah, I still love 90s. Like I put on the 90s channels all the time and like music. And there's a couple of people I follow on Instagram that like do like 90s, like throwback stuff. And I love, so, but yeah. All right. So project this weekend. I think that this week, honestly, Scott, it's really just going to be a matter of keeping yourself consistent on the weekend when you're busy, making sure that this sinus thing doesn't set you back too much. So really being proactive with everything so that you can keep your workouts up, you know, all that good stuff.
I will say that the meds I'm on now for the allergies are helping me handle it better than where I was 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Good. And then blood sugar and everything like that, has all that been regular?
Yeah. Pretty much. I had a weird spike this morning, but I prepared my coffee. So then I swabbed my finger again and took it again and it dropped 30 points. So then I was okay.
And remember that blood sugar can be impacted by stress. So if you didn't sleep well last night, that could be impacting blood sugar. People don't also realize how cortisol levels and such can impact that as well. So, I mean, I think that that's all good stuff that, you know, you're right now. I think we're in a good spot with that. When's your next checkup with your doctors?
The AFib clinic is 2 weeks, maybe. Okay.
All right.
And then the regular doctor, they wanted to get 2 months out because it's in May.
Okay.
Because they couldn't do some of the tests because they had to wait 3 months.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I think that this week, the main thing is like, you did a really good job improving your protein. You know, like I said, I saw you adding the yogurt and stuff in so that you weren't just like drinking two protein shakes. You know, but I think for the most part, your fiber count looks good. You're getting the fruits and veggies in, you know? So I think that yesterday was really your only off day on protein. And, you know, with you not feeling as good after that workout, I get it. So, and you're going back to the gym tomorrow. So, glasses. I feel like this week is going to be a smooth week.
I hope so.
We always say that, but then you and I live very parallel lives. We're like, we just
got to keep my hand out of the saw blade.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do anything. You know what I did? You can't really see it. I'm not
flipping me off,
but you see the blood. Yeah.
You're flipping me off.
I really am. Today on my podcast, I had a Band-Aid on there and it fell off right before the podcast today, but I went to put the dumbbell back on the rack today and it just,
that's the worst. Caught.
Yep. The dumbbell and the rack, like, why are dumbbell racks so dumb? Why? Like, there's gotta be a better way to hang dumbbells than putting them on those things. Cause it just,
I hate smashing my,
I've done that. And the other one that I've done, you know, when you're loading the plates back on the plate, the plate tree thing, the 45s, and you smash it in like either, well, for me, I've got it in my belly before, but usually in my thigh. And I'm like, oh, leaves a mark.
Yes, Jay Birch.
I was
flipping everybody off.
Yeah. What's up on my shelf? So my mom, she loves buying me stuff. And she bought me, she like buys random stuff. She'll like go to the store and she's like, I found this and I bought this for you. So there is a few random things up there. There is a floor mat, like a tan, like bamboo floor mat. There is a air freshener. There's some coasters. There's a purse. And there's also my Mark Pro, because I had my Mark Pro out because I was using that on my calves yesterday. So yeah, I know I got to get my podcast studio like all decorated and stuff like that. You guys, if you guys saw my house, you'd be like, how long have you lived here for? And if you knew how long I lived here for, you'd be like, are you going to put something on your walls? Like, I haven't finished deck. I haven't really started decorating yet. I had this whole thought that I was going to have it all done in a month, but I'm super picky. So I'm like, I have bought maybe a few, like I said, I just got a spare bedroom mattress and stuff. I still don't have a dining room table. So, and I hosted Easter dinner. So I like have a small table and I like pulled that out, but yeah, I'm working on it. So yeah.
Jake says, don't be shellfish.
Y'all are good. That's a good one. I wish I could be that funny. I tried to be funny on my podcast then. I don't think anybody got it. The clickbait title was something like, these foods are killing your fat loss goals. So I was like, trying to be funny. I'm like, you know, these are the worst foods for you. And I was like, foods that make you sick, foods you're allergic to. I tried to make it funny, but I don't think I was really all that funny. Food you don't like, but yeah. I think it will
start. Jay Birch says, I think I'll start a podcast on retiring. Any suggestions? I just think you should join the Clydesdale Media Network.
Yeah, do that. Join up on the network. And
it's like Cheryl did.
I mean, what do we need? We need a person that talks about, I don't know.
I guess what it's like to be a teacher.
What it's like to be, is he a teacher?
Yes.
I was at this really cool conference this weekend and there was a person there that I really would love for you to meet. Food for thought. I like that. And she was talking about like how to make yourself stand out in the space. And she brought up this guy who has made a living on YouTube. I forget what he teaches, but he teaches it in an airplane. So like he like blended like being a pilot with like teaching something. So like he brings people on and like interviews them and stuff like that on an airplane. I forget the guy's name, but it was really interesting. But you know, once again, we're getting off topic a little bit, but 100 run random facts no one cares about. That's the kinds of shit that I probably would listen to. Like the, did you know that blah, 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 blah. So.
You know what I'm hooked on right now is there's a stunt woman who goes and does workouts with people who are specialists in something. Mm-hmm. So like she'll try gymnastics with like a professional gymnast. And she's a stunt woman. So her landings are like someone dying in a movie, but it's hilarious, her efforts. There's one with her, like Jesse Graff, trying to do Ninja Warrior stuff.
That's awesome.
Like, it's really cool. It's a fun one if you're looking just brain dead, funny, just trying to get your mind off of things. Really good.
That's pretty much my every evening now. So you do Legos. I probably should stop scrolling through random shit on social media, but I look for stuff like that just to keep myself entertained for about an hour before I go to bed now.
I meant to put my stadium right.
You need to start adding to your podcast studio. Now we can start putting like Lego shelves up. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's going to make me feel like a kid again, watching my aunts, my family, they all collected like Disney snow globes, but you'll have like a bunch of Legos. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. Now we're talking, what's Corey got there? The dude that does the get to the point shorts. And I'll have to look at that. So I don't know. All right. Well, I feel like this week we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
How you feel? Ready to rock this week?
Ready to go.
Okay.
I'll let you know Sunday after I am done ripping my deck off.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. That didn't sound good.
Ripping my D-E-C-K off.
Yeah. That did not sound good at all. I was waiting for one of the comments from somebody to come in there. And yeah, I got it first.
I knew Jake was in here. I better correct that real quick.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody like yeah, but yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that'll be a fun project. But with that, thank you everybody for being here. The chat, as always, makes this one of the best shows of the week. Get to hang out with everybody. And we'll see everybody next time on Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. Bye, guys. Bye. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.